Very pleasant good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to another morning of devotion brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Roderick Bain. I'm the rector of St. Barnabas, New Providence, Bahamas. Today, being the 23rd of March, 2024, we celebrate the feast of St. Gregory the Illuminator. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Shepherd of your people, we thank you for your servant Gregory, who was faithful in the care and nurture of your flock. And we pray that, following his example and teaching of his holy life, we may by your grace grow into the stature of the fullness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We'll now have the scripture reading, which is the gospel, the Eucharistic gospel for today, being the feast of St. Gregory the Illuminator. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark chapter 2, verse 18 to 23. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days are coming when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth to an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, and the new from the old, and the worst tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ, our Lord. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, but one puts new wine into fresh wineskins. I speak to you now in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, as we hear the words of Jesus and as we meditate on St. Gregory the Illuminator, of his work, of his ministry, of the act that he was responsible for in Armenia, making sure to Christianize and make what was once a pagan nation into a Christianized one, we think of what it means to bring a newness and a freshness to things. Jesus, throughout his ministry, had to illuminate, bring light, or bring fresh revelation to the people in his day and in his time. And for the most part, those of the religious order, those who were part of the church, or what we would see as a synagogue in that day, the religious elites were the ones who were causing him much problems. Most of the conflicts came because those in the religious section of society saw Jesus as a nuisance. And he had to let them know that the ways that they were carrying on, or the ways that they were conducting affairs, was not in accordance with the ways of God. Of course, this was not met with any happiness or with any comfort. The Pharisees and the scribes, the Jews in particular, always found ways to criticize him. And so in today's gospel, they were watching him and saying that John's disciples fast. They were watching him and saying that you're doing things that you're not supposed to be doing. If you are a rabbi, if you are a Messiah, will know that the things that you are doing are not the things that you should be doing. But Jesus was bold enough to let them know that there's a newness about his ministry, a newness about his kingdom message, and a newness, a new dispensation that he was ushering in. And so today, as we look at Gregory and what he did in ushering in, as it were, Christendom, into Armenia, and one who was bold and courageous, one who had to make sure that the new state of things were brought into that country, we today are placed again to be illuminators in our world today. Over 23 years ago today, I was ordained as a priest, 24 years as a deacon. And this is the saint that I was ordained under. One on this saint day, Gregory the Illuminator. And oftentimes wonder why the bishop chose at that time, Bishop Gomez, to have ordained me under this saint. And as I studied his life and as I look at his ministry, I'm convinced that, in a way, he spoke and he speaks to me, his ministry, his work, and all that he did. When Jesus says that no one puts new wine into old wineskins, he, of course, is speaking of a newness of things. And I, for most parts, am really engaged in a newness of the ways in which we think and do ministry in this diocese. Because sometimes I've realized that the old is not working, that the old has become stagnant and encouraged stagnation. And newness makes things a bit more dynamic, and it becomes for many illuminating. And so Gregory the Illuminator caused me to want to illuminate, to open eyes and to make people see and know that the real presence of God is right before us. We may be looking all over the place, but in the simplicities of life, God is right here before us. We just need to open our eyes and to behold. One of the powerful hymns that we sung at St. Barnabas last Sunday was "Brightly Beams Our Father's Mercy." And every time I think of illumination, I do think of light, but I think of those days when we would sail from Andros to Nassau, especially in the night when the waters, the ocean was all dark, and it was very, very, very encouraging when we would see the glistening lights of Nassau City, or at that time there was the tower, the water tower on East Street Hill. There was a bright tower there. When you see the tower light, we realized that we were very near. Sometimes we see lights from other ships, lights from other boats that were passing. But this song, "Brightly Beams Our Father's Mercy," speaks of the faith of the faithful, of you and I, as lights in a very dark world, and where we must be cognizant and aware that just as all the saints did in their day, they were the burning lights in the midst of darkness. They were the hope in the midst of despair. And they were the ones who made people feel the very presence of God, that God is still near. And I always ponder then on the chorus of the song. "Let your lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some poor, struggling, fainting seaman, you may rescue, you may save." Very powerful, because if we do not let our lights shine, then someone who is struggling, someone who is finding life difficult, someone who hasn't felt the love and the grace and the goodness of God will feel that life is not worth living. In a world where suicide, depression, oppression, and there are many people who feel that life isn't worth living, in a world where people just feel hopeless, that this act of our faith makes a whole lot of sense. We may not be the great saints of old that we may think, but then that we can cause many to be, as it were, converted to Christianity, like our dear saint today, St. Gregory the Illuminator. But we can be persons who illumined the way, who light the way, who let people see the light of Christ in us, and how we must know that we cannot let our lights go out. No matter what this world is doing to us, no matter how we feel, no matter the struggle that we are going through, we cannot let our lights go out. The lower lights then must be burning, sending a gleam across the wave. That if you are on the sea and you see a light somewhere, you will know that there is something, there is someone, that there is hope, that maybe there's danger, but maybe there is a way that is being pointed out to you. And that is what our Christian walk does for people. Saints were people and are people who hold out the light of Christ for others, not just to see Christ, but to know that there is sense, a sense of direction, that they cannot just stand in the darkness and believe that that is where Christ will more or less be found. But they must, in the darkness, recognize that there's a sense of direction moving them towards the light, moving them out of darkness, moving them to a better place of things. And when we do this, we'll recognize that those who are struggling, those who are fainting, those who are in need of rescuing, that they will be saved. And so tonight I give God thanks for all those who held out a light for me to see. And I thank God for all the saints who were bold and courageous enough in their day to stand up and hold out the light of Christ. And I ask us all today that while we live in this day, in this time, in this country, where things are changing, where we have a newness, a new dispensation in so many things, the secular world is rolling out a new dispensation, more evil, more darkness. We too, with the light of Christ, must roll out this new dispensation so that people may see the light of Christ in us and know that Christ is still present in our world. If we let our light shine, then it is not for our own glory, but the glory of our Father who is in heaven. Gregory and all the saints, they did this because they knew that while they have the time and while God was in them, the very God consciousness that they had, they used that to illumine the way, to lighten the way, to brighten the paths, so that people, someone can say, that is the way I want to go. And we today must live a life where we can say, this is the way that we should go. Move to the light. So this is my hope and my prayer for us this day. And I pray God's continual blessing on us all. That as God continues to enlighten us, we don't just use it in a selfish way to feel that we are enlightened, God is in us, we are on our way to heaven. And our brothers and sisters who are in the dark, they're on their way to hell. And we cannot be happy about that. But instead, it should be a joy for us to say, I will cause someone to be rescued by the light that is in me. I will use the light of Christ in me to guide the way, to light the path, to bring someone to a better place in life. This is what it means then to put new wines into new wineskins, letting people know that no matter where they are, there is a newness about their lives, that God wants to do a new things in them. But it takes us, the God conscious, the ones who are in the light, to not only walk in this light, but to let our light shine. The song says, and it's very touching to me, let your lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some poor struggling, fainting seaman, you may rescue. You may save. Amen. I do pray and hope that you do share this devotion with someone. May we use it to encourage. May we use it to cause others to let their light shine. And may we use it today so that this world may know that there is still light in the midst of darkness. Now, may God's blessing, that of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, be upon you all and remain with you now and forever. Amen.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from His light us evermore. But to us He gives the keeping of the lights along the shore.
Let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen, you may rescue, you may serve. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roll. Eager eyes are watching, longing for the lights along the shore. So let the lower lights be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seamen, you may rescue, you may serve.